Moncrief on News Talk.
The art of letter writing is a skill that seems to be dying out. But do we romanticise it, or is it something that we should be trying to revive? Sam Blake is on the line and she is from writing.ie. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Talk to me about letter writing. Do you do it? Do you miss it?
I do, absolutely. I think I do. I write to a prisoner. I suppose we should get that over there first. I write to a prisoner in Belmarsh Prison and write to him fairly regularly.
Is that like a programme or you just know this person?
No, it's somebody who wrote to me completely out of the blue. As you mentioned, I write crime, but I also run writing.ie, and he'd come across me. I don't think he'd come across the website. I actually don't know how he came across me now. Now we're talking about it because he doesn't have access to the internet, but somebody must have told him about me. And he wrote because he was setting up a writer's group within the prison and just wanted to reach out, really. So we've been writing to each other back and forth for quite a while. I think we do probably slightly romanticise it, but I think these days with social media becoming much more of a toxic place, people are probably stepping away and have a bit more time and perhaps might go back to writing letters rather than writing emails to people. I think it'd be great if they did.
I was talking to my producer again before the show and we were chatting about it, and there's this idea, I think, that like letter writing is so romantic, and I think we all have an idea in our head in, like, you know, kind of love letters, and that you sit down and you think really deeply about what you're going to say and you write it down, and that somehow the quickness of communication now, the text messages, that the same thought doesn't go into it. But then I was telling him that my grandmother, when my mother moved to Germany, my grandmother used to write her letters because it was the only way really to communicate, and she used to write down the plot of EastEnders, because to keep my mother up to date, she had no other way of seeing EastEnders. So she would literally write down, like, you know, Paul Mitchell shot this person and whatever, whoever. I don't know, I didn't watch EastEnders. But, you know, there are also banal letters I've seen from my grandmother to her sister being like, we went to Merrion Square for a dance and I had a sugar bun afterwards. Like, absolute tedious nonsense that if somebody sent it to you in a voice note, you'd be like, oh my God, you're wasting my life. So there is kind of a, maybe it was just the way we communicated and we're romanticising the idea of it being a very considered, important thing when you put pen to paper.
Yeah, I think that's probably where we are now, because everybody sends those quick messages and email and text and all the rest of it, that it feels more important when you sit down. And if you're going to write a letter, you want to write it on nice paper and you want to perhaps use a nice pen or type it up. I've got to the stage now where my handwriting is barely legible. So it's quite tricky. I think I tend to type everything. And I think handwriting and sort of the whole art of handwriting is a whole story of its own. And I think something that is getting lost. But I love those moments, like your grandmother writing, saying that she's going to dance and, you know, what she had, because I think those are, I did social history in university, and they're really part of the historical record. And I think that's what we're probably losing with the letter writing, because that there's so much richness in just knowing those, you know, those little details of somebody's life. But I think that's what can go into letters. And certainly, I think a lot of people wrote sort of journals as children. And I think if we could get back to letter writing and perhaps communicating with people, we'd bring in more of those types of details that you wouldn't mention in a text message or an email. And I think they're really interesting and they really give a sense of who people are.
My experience of letter writing, like my friend who moved to New York, we tried to make a thing of like, we're going to write each other's letters. And I found it difficult to, like when I was sitting down, I was like, what else can I write? Because writing what I've done for the day just seems so trivial to put in a letter. And then other things that were more important, I'd probably already texted her about. So I'm not sure how, it's sort of like Android and iOS. Like, I don't know how compatible letter writing is with the pace at which we live our lives nowadays.
That's very true. I think that's the thing, is that our concentration spans have shortened dramatically with the use of social media, and it is all about pace. But I think the stuff that you wouldn't normally text and the stuff you just do in your day would be the stuff that would really interest somebody like that, particularly if they're as far away as New York, that they're getting a sight of Dublin, I suppose, through your words, even if it's, you know, who you were sitting next to on the Dart or the Lewis, and, you know, whether it was raining when you went into the office, and, you know, the silly little details.
It does seem so. By the time she gets it, though, so much has changed, especially when she can just stand in the portal in Times Square and I can stand on O'Connell Street. We can wave at each other immediately. We have a text in on the topic. My dad in the 80s used to write letters back and forth with a death row inmate in Texas. He still has them and they're fascinating to read. A fantastic art that I hope we can keep alive one way or another. You see, I think, like you do, writing to a prisoner is slightly different because their day-to-day life is not like, you're going to be not sort of talking about the quotidian of like, oh, I had this chocolate bun for breakfast and Mary says hello. I feel like he has more time to sit with his thoughts, the prisoner, and that they might be more significant than two people sitting down to write a letter on the Lewis.
Yeah, I think so. But I think also it's the triviality of your day-to-day life that's interesting to people. Now, maybe it's because I'm a writer and obviously I'm a crime writer, so I'm always looking for the mystery and I'm always looking for the detail in people's lives. And I spend a lot of time eavesdropping on conversations and just generally poking my nose in where it's probably not wanted generally. And that might be me, but I'm fascinated by that detail. So I'd love that sense of your life communicated, I think. And I think that's in assuming that somebody doesn't want it is I don't know. I just think you could try them first. And I think if she wrote to you and gave you the detail of, you know, what feels like banal detail to her, actually, it would be really interesting to read.
Possibly. Maybe I'm kind of cynical. We have another text here. My teenage daughter just spent 3 weeks in the Gaeltacht without her phone. I got letters. Her cousins got letters. Grandparents, I thought it was great for them. Oh, that is lovely. Nice. When I went to the Gaeltacht, we were allowed our phone. I wonder if that's just changed.
Yeah, no, I think they're not allowed their phones anymore. But it's that's a wonderful thing to record and keep. And in years to come, when she looks back on those letters, she's going to be there back in that place and remember. I've got letters from my grandmother. My grandmother was a great letter writer. And so she used to always write to me all the way through university and stuff. And I've sent letters back to her. But I've still got them. I actually opened the box this morning. I was looking for something else. And they're all still in there. And they're wonderful to have, just, you know, what she was cooking or what she'd been to see if she lived in London. So if she'd been to the theatre or the opera or whatever. And I just think it gives you a window on somebody else's world. And that's something a letter can do that doesn't happen in, say, an email, because we're not getting into that detail because they are so much quicker. So I think there's something wonderful about recording and actually for our own selves to be thinking about our own lives.
Yeah, I do think that it's an amazing portal. Like, I love to read my grandmother's diaries and read her letters. And I think you do. I think now we have moved into an era where we are recording through photos. Like, I'm never going to scroll through old text messages, but I do scroll through my phone to look at photos from years ago. But capturing something with a picture is not the same as capturing somebody's subjective experience of things that objectively happened.
Yeah, absolutely. The emotions that went with it and how you were feeling at that particular time. And, you know, the other parts of the detail, the rest of the picture, if you like.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you bring to the page, fiction. That's what makes the fiction live. So I think it would make your recipient feel that they were living that moment with you rather than just seeing the picture. Yeah, I think you're so right.
And I guess that's why postcards have pictures on the front, writing on the back. Bring back the postcard. Sam Blake, thank you so very much. If you want to read any of Sam Blake's amazing crime novels, you can find her online or check out writing.ie, which is the website that she runs.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.